I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, The Secret Two, with the gorgeous Christine McGuinness. Great, Christine, I have to ask a question that's probably too personal and you're going to be mad at us, but I can't not ask it because I'm fascinated. Are you keeping Christine McGuinness?
Yes, I am. And I've been asked so many times. I am because, well, there's lots of reasons. The main reason being, of course, I want to have the same name as my children.
Yeah,
and we are a family, and it's something that me and Patrick have always said, no matter whatever happens, we are a family, and Patrick is still my family, always will be. He's the children's dad.
Yeah.
But also because you have to have permission to take your children abroad if you've got a different surname. You need like the father's permission. So yeah, that was one of the other reasons. I just thought, just if ever, let's say he's busy working or he's away somewhere and I want to nip off for a little weekend with the children, if I changed my name, I'd have to wait for a written letter. When I just think, no, I love my name. I'm happy to keep my name. And yeah, it just makes it easier for us and the children. We're all one family.
Yeah. And it's lovely. Like, I think when you've had that name for as long as you have, and like you say, it's synonymous with all those lovely years together and your gorgeous little family. And mate, the red tape that would be surrounded in getting rid of that, mate. Like, fucking imagine every time you want to just nip off to Malaga for a couple of nights and get a side letter off Paddy. I'd be fucking livid. I'd be like, I'm their mum. So no, I think
exactly
doing the right thing. It's so lovely in this day and age that you and like your breakup has been as amicable as it seems. Like, I seen he was helping you with the Christmas decorations. I know you're still living together. You're still very much a family. Like, I think you want to give yourself a bit of a pat on the back for that, mate, because I haven't heard of many relationships that have managed to keep so amicable.
It's not always easy. That, you know, there is times where I think, oh God, how long can we carry on like this? Of course there is. But I also think, I don't know any different. I've grown up with him. Like I said, I was 19 when I met him. You know, and I'm probably going to find it all quite scary. I think people would assume that I'd be excited about having this newfound freedom and I'd be out, you know, dating or partying or, you know, looking forward to having my own house. I'm really not. I'm scared of it all. Yeah, I'm scared of the changes. I might need them to just pop round every now and again to make sure I'm okay. But yeah, we're very, very close and I hope that we always will be. I really do. You know, we put our children first and that's one thing that comes above everything else, regardless of our differences. We just want to be a good mum and dad and we just want to remain as a strong family for the children.
And like, you're doing exactly that, and it's something to, you know, be proud of. But I will say this, like, there's absolutely no rule book to navigate the situation you're going through, and I think you've just got to go like slowly and be sensitive to each other and also do what feels right for you, which you obviously are doing. So hats off, mate. I swear that is the last question I'm asking about Paddy, because you are successful and brilliant and wonderful in your own right, and I want to talk all about your own achievements. So right, going way back, girl, right, you were crowned Miss Liverpool in 2007. I had no idea you were a pageant girl.
Yeah,
tell us all about it, Christine, because I'm imagining toddlers and tiaras and I'm living for it.
So when I struggled in school and I left school before I was 14, my mum was very aware that it was down to my self-confidence, lack of confidence, and not having friends. I always really struggled to make friends. And, you know, she wanted to help me in any way possible, but we didn't have much money, so she couldn't put me into gymnastics or singing or dance or whatever. And she'd seen a little advert in the Liverpool newspaper looking for beauty queens to enter a competition. So she entered me into it, told me that I'd got a placement, and she took me along to this beauty pageant, and I won it. And with that came a modelling contract, and that's where I started working, modelling, and doing little bits of TV extra work and things like that. And that was my first little step into growing up, being an adult and working. But the beauty pageants were, they were good for me, and it got me out the house, and it got me a career from it. But the actual being there, the run up to it, I would be vomiting in the toilet. I was absolutely petrified. Being on stage, believe it or not, is not where I'm comfortable. I get massive stage fright, and the other girls were a lot more confident, and they had these amazing ball gowns, and they'd have the hair and makeup done properly, whereas my stuff was always borrowed off someone else. It was at my mum's wardrobe, but she'd take me down to the local Oxfam and we'd try and find something secondhand. But yeah, that was my life as a teenager, and it was good for me. It was really good. And I didn't have to stay friends with anyone, and that's what I always struggled with, because when you're modeling or you're doing TV extra work, you go in, you do your job, you leave, you're not seeing the same people every day. So it was great for me to start with that as a career.
Yeah, so almost like the transience of it, like, you know, going and going out, allowing you to sort of not have to forge those bonds, that was,
yeah,
you've responded well to that. Can I ask, did you have to have a special talent? Like, did you spin plates or play the trombone or anything?
You were supposed to. You were supposed to, but I didn't know what my talent was. I was like, oh God, these girls are, you know, they're singing or the dancing, they're performing. And I was just petrified to even be there.
Yeah.
So it was really, really last minute. My mum always loved flower arranging. She was always in a garden. And yeah, I just went on stage with lots of little flowers and sort of arranged them nicely and gave a little bunch each to the judges.
Oh, that's actually really cute and creative.
Yeah.
I love it. Honestly, all I can think of is Miss Congeniality. You must have watched that where she does the sexual assault.
No,
thing.
Do you know what? I've only ever watched one film in my life. I can't stay focused with films, so I've never seen, like, you know, all the big films that everyone talks about, and like Mrs. Doubtfire, Pretty Woman, all of these. I've only ever watched Dirty Dancing, and I would watch it on repeat over and over and over again. I can't sit through a film, so premieres aren't for me.
No, honestly, premieres aren't for me either, but for a whole different reason. Like, I prefer to watch my movies in a tracksuit with an ice blast rather than in a fucking ball gown. But oh, bless you, mate. I didn't realise that. I'll send you the clip of that bit, because she did a very unusual talent and she ended up doing really well as well. So yeah, you're in good.
Oh,
yeah, you're in good company, you and Sandy B. I know it says, like, you sort of struggled a little bit with it and you found it really nerve-wracking, but long-term, Christine, do you think it helped with your confidence?
Yeah, it did. It did. And I think it opened up doors that I might not have approached myself. So where I got a modelling contract as a prize because I won, I would never have actually gone to a model agency myself and asked if I could be a model. So in that sense, it kind of done things for me. Getting booked for work obviously would boost your confidence. Getting turned down for work wouldn't. You know, but it's good. It was good. It was life lessons that I needed to learn, especially in the direction that I've gone in. You know how it is. You'll get asked to go and do 10 jobs, and out of all of the Zooms and interviews that you do, you might do 3 or 4 of them. And I think it prepared me well for where I am now.
Yeah. No, definitely it did. And obviously it sent your life on the trajectory that you're on now, leading to loads of lovely things, including starring on The Real Housewives of Cheshire. I'm fascinated by this, mate, because obviously it's a lifestyle that I've never experienced. And I think that's what people love about it. It's the escapism, it's the glamour, it's amazing. How was your time on there? Was it as tempestuous? Yeah,
because it's actually so far removed from my real life. Although I live in Cheshire, I am still a housewife, and I live this luxurious life with this house. I you know, nice cars and all of that. But actually, me as a person, I'm very much just, I'm low maintenance. My wardrobes aren't full of designer gear. I haven't got 10 nannies running around. And these other housewives did. So when I was approached to go on the show, the children had just started school. And it's the first time I kind of found myself going, oh, I've got all day, every day doing nothing. What do I do?
Yeah.
So they said, well, it's filmed in Cheshire. You can just do the hours that fit in around you. They were really flexible because they understood the children. So I was like, I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to see if I can make some friends. This is in my head. I'm just seeing if I can make some friends. I'm going to dress up and I'm going to have a nice time. And I got there. And of course, there are all these fabulous, glamorous women who I wasn't like at all, but I would pretend to be like them. And there was just so much drama. And I would find myself sat in a corner going, oh my God. And I'd like be moving further and further away as all these big debates and arguments are going on. And I was just like, wow, this is not what I imagined, but it really is what you see. I mean, it's actually probably a lot more dramatic than what you see on the television, because as you know, with reality TV, you see like a little 1 minute clip of a 5 hour argument.
Yeah.
But again, it was great for me. I did make friends on the show. I still keep in touch with all the girls. It gave me somewhere to, you know, to dress up and to look glamorous. I wasn't doing that before I'd done that show. I was very much just a stay-at-home mom. So I'm so, so happy that I did do it, and I'd done 4 series with them. And I had a good time, but I was good and polite and didn't get involved in the drama. So yeah. I left it unscathed.
Wish I could have fucking took a leaf out of your book, mate. I literally was the drama for my foray into the world of reality TV. I suppose I was very young and very daft. But what I noticed, like, I've had Tanya on the podcast as well. Love her. She thinks she's fab.
Yeah,
like,
I love Tanya.
She's so nice. Speak to Dawn Ward sometimes. Absolute firecracker. I love her. But what I've noticed is people tend to do a stint on the show and then not stay for a very long period of time, you know? It seems like it's kind of short-lived. Do you think being on that show would take a toll on you? Because it is high drama, it is your life. Like, and I suppose the women who are on it are not footloose and fancy-free in their 20s, like doing whatever they want, like normal reality TV shows. This is very much your life. And I just wondered if you think, like, that's why people often tend to leave.
I think if you're going to sign up to any show like The Real Housewives of Cheshire, you've got to really commit to that being your full time job, and that's what you're doing. That gives all of, because it does take all of your time up. For me, I always knew I wanted to do more. I absolutely loved it. I loved my time there, but I knew I wanted to go make a documentary. I knew I wanted to write books. You know, I knew I wanted to be more available for charity work, and I couldn't do all of that and carry on filming Housewives. For that's why I chose to leave.
Right.
But I think if you're doing it and you're committed to doing it, is that your full-time career, then you can really go for it and you can make the most of it and you can completely be yourself and, you know, let your hair down and get involved in the drama. For me, I always knew that I wanted to go on and do more, but I had a great time. And like I said, I really got on with everyone, and it gave me a different life experience to what I was living at the time. So no regrets with it. I loved it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're really smart, Christine. Like, you absolutely used it as a springboard and parlayed it into something with real longevity. And you've allowed, it has allowed you to like spread your wings, do different things, show your business acumen, like even with your fashion brand and stuff like that, babe. Like, it's allowed you to really thrive, I think.
It has, definitely. And when I went to Housewives, I didn't plan for that. For me, I was very, very innocent, very naive. I just thought, I'll go make some friends. I'll be able to work close to home and I'll dress up now and again. And that's why I was doing it. And even now, there's still no planning what I'm doing, where I'm going. There's no business plan. There's no career plan. I'm not one of these people that has got a 5-year plan. I'm simply just like always surprised every time I get offered a job. I'm always extremely grateful. I'm always a bit like, oh, mate, okay. Really? I'm like that.
But that's just what makes you like so lovely, so relatable. Just, you're just so grateful and normal and nice, mate. Like, I, for one, would like to say you succeed in absolutely everything you tried,
because
you're just so deserving of it.
You
have done quite a few reality TV shows now, though, babe. Like, whether it was like the Full Monty or the Real Housewives of Cheshire, what's been your favorite if you had to pick?
Celebrity Hunted, which I can't tell you too much about because it is early next year.
Okay, don't do any spoilers because I love that.
I won't do any spoilers, but that was the best one. So the one that I can talk about was one called The Games for the ITV.
Yeah.
So this was the one that I'd done just before I'd done Hunted, and I was the most prepared for it because I'd done Housewives, I'd done The Real Full Monty, I'd done a documentary, and then I went into The Games, which was a sports show where there was me and I think there was 10 celebs in total. And we had to learn 9 Olympic sports in 6 weeks. And I love physical things. I love training. I really enjoy going in the gym. So I felt physically good. I knew I wasn't the sportiest and I knew I wasn't the most confident, but it was a place where I felt like I could fit in and that, you know, I could get involved. I got there and, I was completely wrong. I was well out of my depth. I wasn't prepared for how much time I'd have to spend with people.
Yeah.
I was okay with sports. I just wasn't prepared to eat and stay in the same hotels and socialise and work with this group of people that I didn't know every single day for 6 weeks. But like by the third week, I was fine and I loved it and I felt fully involved. But it was a lot. But I think doing that was what really, really prepared me for anything else that I've done since.
Yeah, I remember watching The Games. It was so good. So have you always found like a bit of solace in physical activity, Christine? Like, does that make you feel better? Does it help with your mental health and stuff as well?
I mean, yeah, definitely. And I think everyone has the same feeling. I'm the same, you know, you get up some days and think, oh, I really can't bother to sound too tired. But you do it and then you leave and you feel so much better. Yeah. And that's why I keep doing it. But I didn't plan or intend to massively get into my fitness. It's not something where I think I must do this. Like, it's just something I actually enjoy doing.
Yeah.
I think with weightlifting, that's what I do. I do a lot of weights. That's where I'm comfortable and that's what makes me feel good and it suits my body. You know, when I used to go to the gym as a teenager, it was all about cardio. It was all about running, you know, and that wasn't for me. I didn't enjoy it and I didn't like what it was doing to my figure. I never wanted to lose weight. When I discovered weightlifting actually creates curves, it helps you build a nice form, it can tighten your waist, I was like, yeah, that's for me. But I was never feeling confident enough to actually go and do it in a busy gym. So I've got a little space at home and that's where I train, and I really, really love it. That's definitely my time out. I can put my music on, I can switch off.
It's nice that you've got something for you and something that's like good for all that.
Yes.
Is there any show that you think, or a project for that matter, that you think, oh my God, that's definitely on my bucket list, I'd love to do that? I know you haven't got a plan, but is there anything you're a fan of that you think, oh, I'd be good at that?
Do you know what? Honestly, I don't know. And I always get asked all the time, would you do Strictly or would you do The Jungle and things like that? And I don't know. I think where I'm at now, I'm more open to saying yes to things, even though I know I'm not going to like it. Like the sensory side for me, the things on The Jungle, I would absolutely hate. I would not be able to put my hand in even just slime, never mind all fish guts and all of that. I would be awful. Like, no one would be getting fed. There'd be no stars.
So, no wallaby tail the night, guys.
Oh, well, it's okay. We've got rice. but I'm just at a stage now where I'm like, even if I think I'm not going to like it or it's going to be really challenging, I want to say yes to opportunities. You know, whereas in the past I'd go, oh, no, I can't do Strictly. I couldn't go out on stage and dance in front of people. Now I'm just more open-minded to going, yeah, I want to give things a go.
And why do you think that is, mate? Do you think that's because you're starting this new chapter of your life where you're going to be more independent? Or do you think it's because you've got your children looking up to you who you know are going to deal with similar things and you want to be a good, strong, positive role model for them?
Yeah, my children, absolutely. My children are my biggest inspiration. I look at them and I see my little daughter, she goes to gymnastics and I watch her walk in every Saturday morning and I can see she's nervous. I can see she has a bit of a moment where she's like, oh God, she gets in there and she does it. And I think, wow, you know, if she can do that, I need to be able to walk into any job with people that I don't know and just get on with it. You know, and I want them to look at me and think, you know, that nothing should hold you back, being autistic, being ADHD, you know, it's fine, you can do it if you put your mind to it. Still have my moments where I struggle, but I'm trying more than ever because I've got three little children watching me.
In my opinion, you're being a pretty incredible role model, mate. So,
oh, cheers.
You're welcome. Right, mate, I've had the nicest time talking to you and I have fallen even more in love with you than I thought possible. But here on Vicky Patterson The Secret 2, we always ask our gorgeous guests to give our lovely listeners a couple pearls of wisdom. And it sounds as though over the years, like, you've had some hard times, some moments where you didn't necessarily understand why you were the way you were, but you've really given yourself grace. You have taken the time to understand your autism, your ADHD, and truly know yourself, which I think is why you're flourishing right in front of our very eyes. So I wanted to know what your secret was to understanding yourself.
I think the secret to understanding yourself is allowing yourself to be authentic. And I'm saying allowing yourself to be authentic and not just be authentic, because I think for someone who is autistic and ADHD, you can't help but mask. You pretend to try and fit in. And I still do it. And even when I don't want to do it, sometimes I can't help it. It's not a choice.
Like second nature, yeah.
Yeah, I can't help it. Allowing myself to just be me, really getting to know me, that's what's really helped. And that's what's made me happy. So, yeah, really allowing yourself to just be authentic and not care too much about what other people think. Be patient with yourself. Give yourself time out when you need it. Say no if you don't want to do something. Absolutely say yes to opportunities, but definitely just really allow yourself to be you.
Great advice, mate. And it's obviously working for you because the version of you I'm seeing today looks pretty happy and pretty brilliant. I'm so pleased.
I am. It's been lovely talking to you there.
Yeah, honestly, mate, same. You're an absolute dream. Well, guys, that was the beautiful Christine McGuinness, as gorgeous as she is outside on the inside. I hope you loved listening to that episode as much as I enjoyed chatting to Christine. She's just such a lovely soul, transparent, candid, kind, a real inspiration. I wish her every happiness. There is a huge backlog of Vicky Patterson The Secret 2 to listen to. Everybody from Pete Wicks to Fern McCann to Eamon Holmes to Catherine Ryan. If you'd like to catch up or you feel we've missed any, don't forget to have a little look. And also don't forget, we've got a YouTube as well if you prefer to consume your content that way. Have a really great week, everybody.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.